Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good Monday to you, Amy.
Hello, Cass. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just got in from my clients and changed straight into my pajamas, which has become ISO habit. So I still feel like I'm in ISO, even though I've started seeing clients again.
You are so funny. I was just thinking there has not been a day, we have not had a pajama day at all in the last 8 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Elijah and I have lived in our pajamas.
No, Cal is my friend.
Yes, Cal cannot do it. He wears shoes even sometimes. Like, dude, we're inside. Chill. Put some slippers on.
So how has the last week gone for you? Because I have been missing our daily catch-ups on ISO episodes.
I did think like, oh, maybe we could sneak a couple of bonuses in.
No, I was thinking the same, and then I remembered why we stopped.
And then you remembered you're not loving ISO. But your children have started to go back to school, so I wonder if that's giving you a bit more headspace.
They haven't gone back to school together, though. So
no.
Our school has staggered there. So I had one day with one kid at home and another day with the other kid at home. And to be honest, it's better when they're both home because at least they entertain each other.
Yes. Otherwise, you're the playmate.
Yes. So I think I am feeling better generally, my mental health much better. And I think it may be because I can see the bright light at the end of the tunnel. But also I think just having that week off work just really helped. And although saying that, I did actually work every day but one.
But not the whole day?
But not the whole day.
Okay.
Yes. So But just having that, I think what has also significantly helped has been getting off social media.
Good.
And I've come back into social media for our business, but I have stayed off social media for everything else, actually.
So if you're listening to this and it's like 2022, we are in 2020 in May. We're in the middle of a pandemic for the COVID-19 and coronavirus. So hence why we're in lockdown, hence why you will see we had like all ISO episodes. We have just had announcements in Australia that we will be easing restrictions come the rest of May and June, slowly starting to get to a new normal. We don't know when things like sporting venues and entertainment venues will open again, but at least we're hearing from schools and we can at least visit people. Have you visited anyone yet, Kirst?
Yes, I visited my girlfriend to watch Outlander.
Oh, have you not finished all of Outlander?
No, she's got the new series on Foxtel.
Stop, there's another season?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best news ever. Oh my gosh, I wonder till it's on a format that I can see it on.
It will probably be on iTunes soon. You could pay for it soon, if not awesome. Already. But it is definitely on Foxtel, and so I had a sneaky evening with her last week.
That sounds lovely.
Yes, it was awesome. Three episodes. We've still got another seven to go.
That's brilliant. Oh, I need a friend with Foxtel that'll let me just come over and sit on their couch.
Oh, she's so awesome. She hasn't even watched it. She's had all this opportunity to watch it, and she's held out waiting for me to come over and watch it with her.
Oh, that's a special friend.
That is why she's one of my best friends.
I don't even like you that much. I would not wait for you, Kest. I would not wait. I'm so sorry.
I know. Emma is a much better friend than you.
Yeah, but I would buy you Ben and Jerry's when you came.
She cooked brownies and
scones. Yeah, okay, Emma, you're way better than me. Whatever. Our restrictions eased at yesterday. So I took my kids to see their cousins, and they had a five-hour play date, and they were just so lovely to be back together and just spend time together. Mine and Claire's kids are thick as thieves, and so it had been really hard for them to not see their cousins for so long. So that was lovely.
Yay! And any news when your kids are going back? Has Dan Andrews said anything about schools yet?
Yes. So some schools will start going back the end of May. Sorry, all schools will start going back the end of May, but some students. So particular year levels will go back full time. They'll trial that for 2 weeks, and then the not as critical year levels, which both my children fall into, will go back mid-June. So I think we've got about a month to go.
Yes.
So, and yes. But if they go back, because it's not guaranteed, that depends what the cases and whatever happens once the first lot of kids go back will determine whether or not our kids do go back in June. But we are hoping that all goes well and everyone's sensible and doesn't go out there like they did on the weekend and hit the shops up and rubbing up and touching people and all of those things, because my kids are desperate to go back to school. So please be sensible, people, just for my kids' sake.
We don't care if you get COVID. We only care if Amy's kids don't.
No, they don't even not need COVID. They just need to be able to go to school. So whatever it takes. We've had some really cool things happening this week. We will get to the episode stuff in just a moment, and it's a good episode. But we wanted to share with you, when we were in ISOCAST, we had so much fun doing the Don't Put It Down, Put It Away song challenge. Yes, and we had some really cool submissions, all just so different. And none of them use the words of the song that other people use. Like if it was me, I would have just taken the words that one person and just put it to a different music or something. But we had a submission this week from Carla Brown, and it is just awesome.
It is. So we're going to play it for you now.
Enjoy.
We'd love to hear what you thought.
You have a vision for your space, a great big smile on your face. When you walk into the room, you want your heart to go boom, 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 all around. You will see a place of comfort and clarity. Don't put it down. Put it away. Make room for dreams. Make room for play.
This version was actually Cal's favorite of all the ones that we've had sent in so far. He was listening to it with me when I was like, oh my gosh, babe, you've got to listen to this. He goes, that's my favorite. So thank you, Carla. What a blessing you are. Make sure you send us your address so we can get a book out to you as your thank you.
And Carla has an awesome podcast called Trash Imagination. So what the musical instrument you hear her playing is actually recycled materials. So she is all about reusing and repurposing. So thank you again, Carla.
Yeah, and go listen to Trash Imagination and learn all about that area of recycling and repurposing.
So today we are going to talk about different types of sessions that you could have with us and who we service. And yeah, we thought we'd share a bit about our business with you.
Yeah. Obviously, a big part of what we do as a business is this beautiful podcast, and we love it and we enjoy it, but it's only just part of what we do. There's so many other facets. You guys obviously know we also do the Head, Heart and Home course, and heaps of you are in that course, but we haven't talked a lot about the nuts and bolts of our decluttering sessions, but it's actually our bread and butter as a business. It's where we spend most of our time. It's where we connect deeply and help clients really significantly. So we thought, you know what? Actually, Kirst totally came up with the idea. And I went, yes, this is great. Let's do it.
And considering that we're back seeing clients, we thought we'd share that with you and say this is what it looks like. So we thought we'd split it up into the different ways that we can come in and do a decluttering session with you. And so Amy came up with these great, her brain is so amazing the way that she thinks. She thinks very differently to me. So we complement each other very well.
Sure do.
This format is the way that she thought to break up the different types of sessions. So hit us with the first one, Ames.
Okay, so the first type of session is the clean out. And you kind of can picture what the clean out would be, because it's the type of declutter that would end up on a TV show where it's walk in, cluttered room, bum, 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 black and white, zooming in, zooming out. And it's like, you know, what you would imagine a declutter session looks like. And it's bags and bags of rubbish. It's heaps of stuff off to the op shop. It's maybe filling a skip. It's reclaiming a room that you haven't walked in for 5 years. Like, it's quite the, we just describe it as dramatic curse. Like, it's the before and after. It's the really, yes. Yeah, it's dramatic. That's probably the best way to describe it, I think.
Yeah. And it can be in any room or any space of your house. Mm. We perform dramatic overhauls of any of them. And that's what I really liked about the way that Amy came up with her concept of dividing the functions of what we do as in our work, because whereas I went, oh, we do kitchens, we do bathrooms, we do bedrooms, like she went, no, we do clean outs. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a good way of looking at a different reframe of how we work. So yeah, that clean out is that, yeah, real, like, so in the kitchen it would look like taking everything out of the pantry and fridge and freezers and drawers and cupboards, and then only putting back in what you do love, use and want in your kitchen. And in a garage, it would look like, again, like the stereotypical TV show drama, pulling everything out, sorting everything and then putting it back in. It doesn't have to happen all at once in one 4-hour session, but that's the transformation that occurs.
Yeah. And I think I might even let people know of the different types of sessions, so that you can be thinking in your head, oh, that's the type of session I would want. Because I think the way that in my brain I've put these out is these are the reasons people call us. So when they might call and say, oh, I've got a room that is my junk room and I'd really like to turn it into a study or a nursery or whatever, we go, oh, I know what type of session that is. Or I've got a garage that we can't park the cars in and we really need, oh, we know what type of session that is. So how about if I say the different session types and then we'll go into each one? Awesome. So we've got the clean out, which is what we just talked about. We've got the setup, which is maybe for a new house when you're moving into a new space and want some help setting that up efficiently. We've got the change of function. So I want to turn the toy room into an office or an office into a toy room. I want to set up a foster care room. I need to set up for a small business in my house. The change of function. We've got the life change. So maybe that's retirement or downsizing or upsizing. You're having kids. We've got the systems session, which is about paperwork or flow of the house. And an NDIS session, which is often needing the physical help in your home as well as the coaching. So Kirst, talk to us about the setup.
Yeah, so the setup is when as Amy said, can often be, we can help with the move. So we can help you declutter and pack before the move. And then it's our joy and our pleasure to help you set up your new home.
It's the best. With
the functionality. Yeah, with the functionality that we can see for your home. And obviously that's in conjunction with you and your vision for your home. But it's often we get so attached to the way that we function in one home that we often just replicate it in our new home. And sometimes it takes fresh eyes to go, well, actually, have you thought about having the office in this space instead? Or have you thought about turning this bedroom into the kids' room instead and having the kids bunk in together or whatever? Like there's a billion different variations on that, but it's so much fun to have fresh eyes on a space. So we love helping people set up their new homes as well.
I've got a client that Jackie and I are seeing in 2 weeks' time, and they've been building a new house. So our job is to actually come declutter, help them pack, and then in a different session we'll actually be going to the new house and unpacking and setting up. And what she said when she booked the session for the setup was that she just wanted our professional advice on how things would, where the best places to put things are. Because I think, like, I know you, Kes, have been the same as me, and we've gone into many homes where people will say, oh, we moved in 5 years ago and the kitchen just set up how my mother-in-law set it up on the day we moved in, and we've never rearranged it. And so they might hate the height of their kitchen shelves. They're adjustable shelves, but until you have someone like us come in and say, hey, why don't we just lower this shelf so you're not on your tippy toes to get the coffee, and people are like, oh my gosh, you've changed my life. We're like, that's just because we've come in with fresh eyes to see the space, and where there hasn't been function, we've set up function. Or even things like, well, where should I keep my batteries? Where should I keep all those things? That is a great time to get professional advice when you're moving into a new house or setting up a new space.
Yeah, and that's why it's fun to do the decluttering beforehand as well, because that's when we can go, okay, where do you think this is going to go in the new home, and how much space is there in that place that you're thinking of, so that we can set up, so we can declutter knowing the space that you're going to as well.
Exactly.
You know, if you're moving, if you're downsizing and you're going from a big, massive 4-bedroom home with like 2 linen cupboards and you're moving down to a 2-bedroom unit, it's really helpful to have us come alongside you and help you make decisions about what are the best linen to take with you to your new small linen cupboard, for instance.
So the next thing that people call us and ask for help with is the change of function. And so that's changing a space's function into a new space. So for instance, the office that I'm sitting in right now is my home office. But before it was my home office, it was Cal's home office. And before it was his home office, it was the playroom. So this space has undergone 3 transitions and it's served different functions. And each time the function has changed, it's been because of usually a life change. And so that change of function is like, this room needs to be changed into this type of room.
Yeah, and they're always fun. The other way to do a change of function is when we've come in, I've often gone in, and I know you're the same, Amy, as well, that we go into homes and we see how it's functioning, and we see we've got those fresh eyes again to see how it could function differently. So I was in a client's home, it must be this year or last year. Every day is blurring into one. So I can't,
it was pre-COVID. I
can't remember exactly. Yeah, it was pre-COVID. That's how it's going to be, like, 9/11 again, isn't it? Like,
yes.
Before or after 9/11?
Yeah.
Before or after COVID? It was pre-COVID, and her kids are small. Like, one's still in preschool and one's in primary school, but just started. So they're quite small, and there was no playroom near the kitchen. There was no playroom. They didn't have a playroom, and this client was really frustrated with the kids bedroom because it was just overwhelmed with stuff. And they've got a beautiful house. And I suggested that because her kids are small, that they like, and I asked her, do they like playing near you? Do they often bring their toys out of their bedroom?
And every mum of little kids said, yes, they do.
Yes. So I encouraged her to talk to her husband about whether or not we could change the dining room around and move the dining room a little closer to the kitchen. So it was just a big open plan room. And it was open plan from the kitchen, dining room and lounge room. And there was plenty of space beside the dining room table to set up a playroom. Mm. So I said to her, hey, why don't you have a chat to your husband? This is the vision that I'm seeing and how we could make room, take some toys out of your kids' room and into a playroom, inverted commas playroom.
Mm.
And so she went ahead and had a chat to her husband after the first session, and he was totally on board for that idea. And in fact, we even moved the dining room table over so I could say, hey, why don't you just live with the dining room table closer to the kitchen?
Oh, brilliant.
And let him see it so that they could both really see that they had plenty of space for a playroom. And yeah, I mean, they already had some toys in the space that I had suggested. I just also suggested we move some of the furniture out, like move the there was a hutch, and I said, let's move it over here. And so, yeah, we did that, and they ran with it and loved the idea, and the kids are happily playing there still.
Oh, that's so
good.
So
that's another way of doing a change of function, and where our skills really help you to envision another way of functioning in your home.
Yeah, to share it, and another example just to help people get their heads around, you know, if any of these resonate with them. A client that I've been working with for a little while, the first session that I saw them actually, I said, I can see that this room at the front, which has kind of become not so much the junk room, but didn't have a purpose. The washing would get dried in there. If they had to work from home, they could set up a desk in there. But it was the biggest living space in the house and it didn't have a function. And then there was this little room which actually got really beautiful light, but that had the TV and the couch plus all of the toys plus all of their books and a kid's little table in there for like Friday night movie night. And I'd said, oh, I reckon this would work great if we swapped them and made the front room your living space, and then that little room where you've got the TV, maybe that could be a study. And we sat on it for probably 12 months, maybe not 12 months, maybe 6 months of working together and just ruminated on it. Could it work? What would the lighting be like? You know, all the different things that come into play. And then just after Christmas, they were like, yep, let's do it. So we did this massive couple of days where we took all of the furniture out of one room and swapped it over with the other. So it was huge. We were moving couch beds and maybe 6 or 7 sets of bookshelves. Like, it was huge to swap both of the rooms. And I'm just like, I've been back since and I've spoken to them. They're really enjoying having those two separate spaces because now their living space has enough room for the TV, couch, piano, the dining room table.
All the functions.
All the functions. And it's still got really good light and they can still heat it and cool it. And it's given them a lot more space. And then they've got the study, which they sent me a message when COVID-19 started and said, oh my goodness, we are so grateful that we swapped those rooms because now we're both working from home. So now we have a study where they can be in there, close the door, and they can work for the day. And the parent who's looking after the young children doing homeschooling has the big open space that they can set kids up. And so it's sometimes just foreseeing how you could use spaces with a different function. So for them, they were still doing all the things. It was just that the rooms needed to be swapped, and that just opened up a world of possibility for them.
Yeah, and again, that's just having that fresh eyes. When you've lived in a house for so long or you've expanded your family and you're so busy, you know, like that small lounge room probably worked really well for them when they were just a couple.
Absolutely.
And then they tried to fit two kids in there and all of the paraphernalia that comes with kids. And you just don't have the time and space to step back from your life
and
think about the functionality of your home. Some people are awesome at it, and some people just don't have the headspace to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And that is where we can really come and help you to be able to see with fresh eyes your beautiful home.
Yeah, and Kirsten, you've done that for me when you've come into our house. You're like, Amy, why don't you move your desk here? Or like, even when I'm so good at it for other people, sometimes you can't see it for yourself.
Yes.
So it's really helpful.
It's so true.
Yeah, it's helpful to have someone else because it's the fresh eyes. Like, even though I'm good at it for other people, sometimes I'm like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So the next way we thought, and the next reason that people come for us to help them is life changes.
Mm.
So that could be bringing new family members into your home. It could be downsizing. It could be upsizing. It could be that you've got a disability or you've broken your leg and something, you know, you just need to change your house around just for a short period, or it could be a long period.
So yeah,
tell us more about that, Amy.
Other things for life change could be you're moving out of home for the first time, or it could be that you're now single again, so you might be divorced or a widow or a widower. There can be lots of, like, really significant life change where you're already probably at decision fatigue, and you're already overwhelmed, and you're making so many decisions, financial decisions and emotional decisions and housing decisions, like all of those things, and you're like, I just need someone who can really help me think through my stuff. So,
yeah, with an objective point of view rather than subjective, and rather than being biased or have their own agenda.
And the life changes can often happen quick, I think, Kirst, because it's like, not that having a baby is quick, but it kind of is. You're like pregnant, oh my gosh, there's a child with all their stuff. Particularly with death, that can come fast. Retirement can sneak up on people. And so when you're feeling time pressured too, it's nice to have maximize your time that you do have by having a professional come and work with you in that time. So downsizing is just awesome. I just love the process of that. It's like a curation. I think by the time people get to the downsize season in their life, they've got wisdom, they've got maturity, they've got priorities right usually. And so the downsizing at that point in life is just beautiful. It is like an artist curating their things. And it's, I find, pretty easy for people to say, nope, that doesn't matter anymore. And, oh, absolutely, I'm taking that to the grave. Like, that is going to be with me no matter how many moves I make.
Yeah, I really like that analogy of being an art curator and having, yeah, like what a wonderful view. I mean, that works for everybody. Yeah. You know, we're all the curators of our own life and we all get to decide on how we want to live and how we want to show up. I particularly love it for that season of downsizing due to getting into the later years of life. But there's lots of reasons for downsizing as well.
You could be moving into a tiny house.
Yes, like Sarah. or it could be like when we interviewed beautiful Mandy about death in her life and how she's had to downsize and then upsize with that as well.
Yeah, and I think life change is a great time to make the investment in your future because it's a life change. It's not like a little disruption. It's your new normal. And so making an investment, whether it be financial or whether you're just putting aside the time yourself, is to think through what does my stuff look like in this next season and what can I take with me that's going to enhance it and what is just simply going to be a burden. Because let's be honest, we have all moved house and taken with us stuff that we absolutely do not need. And later, sometimes many moves later, we get rid of it and then we say, oh my gosh, why have I been carrying this around for the last 8 years? I am as guilty as anyone else of that. I have done it. I hope I don't do it again, but who knows?
Yeah, and I think that what a wonderful way to reframe COVID-19 is that this is a life change, that we can enter this new season taking with us what we've learned through COVID and what it's shown us individually as families and as nation and as a world, and how do we make a life change from that? You know, does it mean that you do want to relook at your stuff with fresh eyes and have that professional organizer come in and help you look at it with fresh eyes? Are you inspired to go off grid like Sarah, or are you inspired to buy a bigger home because you do want to have more people in your home, so you want to have spaces for your teenagers and your younger kids to play and be free? Like, what does that look like for your unique family or and your unique self? Like, I am starting to see so many people going, you know what? What I'm doing at the moment is not bringing me joy and is not fulfilling me. So I'm going to do a life change. I'm going to move. I'm going to you know, do something crazy because life is too short to be unhappy.
So good. Do you live in the hills or the North Shore or Sydney Central? What are some of the other areas in Sydney, Kirst?
The Shire, the Inner West, Northern Beaches.
So I only found out recently from Kirst that you Sydney-siders have like zones and areas that you like identify yourselves by. So if you live in any one of those and you need some professional organising services to help in your home, you need to get Kirsty in because she's freaking amazing. So if you want to have Kirsty in to help you declutter, email us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and we're going to put you in touch.
I would so love that. I would love, love, love to meet more and more listeners and to be able to help you hands on and get the most out of your house and make you able to live in freedom and grace and joy in your home. So call me, contact us, however, find me. I'll find you. I can't find you.
So send us that email or DM us on Insta or private message us on Facebook. But Kirst is like there. She's ready, Sydney-siders. She's ready to come and transform your home with you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, let's get back to the show. The next reason that people call us and we go in and help is around systems. So paperwork is probably the biggest system that I would say that I get called out to help with. Would you say the same, Kirst, in terms of systems?
Yes, and I also think that the kitchen is a big system as well, that is probably the another system that we overhaul and people operate differently in their kitchens because of the change of system.
Yeah. And actually,
but
the other
paperwork definitely.
Yeah, and the other one that I actually get quite a bit of is like your command center. So it's from the front door. Where does your handbag go? Where do your keys go? Where do you put something you need to return to someone? Where does the umbrella go? Like all of that. Where do I put my scripts when, so that I don't lose them? Where do I put the bills that need to be paid? Where do I put a check that needs to be cashed? Like all of those little life admin things.
Yeah. And I think that another way of looking at systems is that the way that we live our life in our home is the system. So, you know, we often, you know, when we go into homes and work on just one room, it actually impacts nearly every other room often because we change a system and that has a flow-on effect, or and it And it can definitely have a flow-on effect, or it can be contained to just one, that one room, depending on what it is, like what your purpose is, like what we've been talking about. Is it the clean out? Is it the setup? Is it the change of function? Is it a life change? Is it a system? And I think that, yes, systems can be the paperwork system, the command center system, the you know, the way, the flow of the kitchen, but it can, we can broaden that to be like, okay, you want to change the whole way that your family operates in your home. And I think, like, for instance, our course is really key to that, in changing the systems of a whole house.
That is so true. But, yes. I really,
I'm getting all excited and passionate about systems.
I know. And so we should, Kes. So we should. I think that the system stuff requires something different of us as professional organizers than, say, the clean out. The clean out requires lots of energy, lots of physical work. But then the systems often requires lots of inquisitiveness, lots of intuitiveness. Like, it draws different skills out of professional organizers. And I really like that our job is not just one or the other. Like, we're not always just filling skips, and we're not always just sitting down working out where the unfilled script should go. Like, there's that real change of flavor in every home. And even if we did 5 clean outs in 1 week, they're all going to look different.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Because we bring all of our skills to every unique family. And we bring our different skills. So, you know, we are, in some ways, we're different to every person that we present to.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. We become what you need. Kirstie.
We're the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And if you're wanting systems help, so for the clean out, say garage clean out or a spare room clean out, I feel like that's pretty hard to do virtually. But for systems, that is an ideal session to have virtually. So we can do system sessions with you anywhere in the world, and it's equally as efficient as if we were there with you. We ask the same questions. We kind of get you to think about the same types of things. Whereas a clean out, what you actually want is us there with you hauling the boxes and going through them. So as if you're anywhere in the world and you're like, oh, that's systems, that's what I need, that's, you know, equally valid virtually as it is in person.
Yeah, yeah.
So the other reason that people call us is because they're NDIS supported, which, if you're outside of Australia, is the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And that provides services to people with all different types of needs and disabilities in our country. So someone with the NDIS might call us for a clean out, a setup, change of function, a life change or a system. Or they may call us because their disability requires them to have additional help physically or mentally or practically or whatever that looks like.
Yes. Which, again, leads perfectly onto, yes. What a great segue. Because what I was going to say is that we can help in so many varied ways, and there's a whole spectrum of ways that we can help you. So it can go from you having a real clear vision. You've thought about it. You've dreamt about it. You've finally convinced your partner that you can spend the money on it. And you have this vision for a space or the whole house, and you just want us in to be that second set of hands and bring our expertise and our fresh eyes to a situation. But you already, like, you know, you've got that really, really clear vision of what it is that you're wanting to achieve. And then there's, like, people who have a clear-ish vision. You know, they know that a space is really frustrating them, but they just don't know how to make it work for them. And they do want us alongside them. They want the second pair of hands, but they also really need the clear expertise that we bring and the fresh eyes and the functionality that we bring. And then you have people who have even more or less clear vision, and they may or may not be able to help us fully in what they're wanting to achieve. But we are definitely, like, we're their first pair of hands and they're the second pair of hands. And then we have cases where we are their full set of hands and their second pair of hands. And they, again, they might have a clear vision of what they need and want, and but they just physically can't do it by themselves, and we need to come in and help them. And then again, you have that variation again where we are their first pair of hands and their second pair of hands, and they have a less clear idea of how they're going to achieve what they need to achieve, but they definitely know they need us to come along to be the physical help that they need, but also to bring the expertise and the functionality to the space as well.
Yeah. So how I, this is just putting an Amy lens and really reiterating what you said, Kes, because I think that's a great way of kind of knowing, I guess, what our role is in a session versus what the client role is in a session. Yes. So sometimes this is, if this analogy goes like way off and this just falls apart, I apologize in advance.
I'll let you know.
I'm making it up as I go, but I'm kind of picturing, so it's nautical is my analogy. So if you're on a boat and you're like, oh, the weather's not great and we need to turn around, but we really need like someone to help in that area, you might call us and say, hey, this is what I want to do. This is how long I think it's going to take. What I really need is just some help in that. Great. Then we come out and we do any of those things. Like it might be a life change or a setup or a clean out or whatever. And then there are people all the way through to the ship is going down. You're sending an SOS and simply you call us and just go, help. And it's like, I don't know what I need help with. I don't know where to start. I don't even know what the problem is. I just know I need help.
Yep.
So I think in my mind, there's like the two spectrums of everything's going pretty well, but I want an improvement, or I just want to redirect a little bit, right through to I am drowning. And if you don't come, I don't know what my next step of action is.
Yep. Yep.
Nautical and dramatic, but I hope it adds to the point.
Yeah. And that's where, again, we love the uniqueness of our clients, that there's no one size fits all. There's not one professional organizer that suits everybody.
No.
There's not one client and one type of client. There's no one avatar that works best for Amy and I. We can service so many different people, and our teams can service so many different unique situations. And we may not be the best professional organizers for you. You may live outside of our zones, or you may not be able to afford to pay us to come to Italy to help you after lockdown.
Jess is still trying.
I'm still trying.
You and Jackie.
Yeah, Jack and I are going to Italy. There will be somebody in Italy who needs our help. Somebody just came into the Facebook page today, Facebook community group, and said that professional organizing isn't a big thing in Italy at the moment. Like that craze hasn't swept. So maybe, I know, I've just discovered my dream. I have just realized my purpose in life
is actually
to move to Italy with my family and to become Italian speaker. That will be the most difficult part of this thing, and to be head up the professional organizing, spearheading this wave into Italy. There you go.
Do it, girlfriend. I will support you 100%.
The art of decluttering Italy. Here I come.
Yeah, I can swear in Italian, so I'll set you up with that.
Okay.
That's it. And thanks, I can say 20. Like,
you don't swear in English, but you can swear in Italian.
Oh, I don't swear in Italian, but I can. I could if I needed to. I just wanted to juxtapose two sessions that I've done in the last week. Just, I think sometimes hearing examples of what, so this is not like a podcast episode that's about a sales pitch at all. It's simply getting you to understand what we do, because it is a big part of what we do and therefore who we are and what we bring to the world. But it also helps you to identify places in your life where you're like, oh, I could do that better, or I could change this, or this doesn't have to stay this way. So last week I went to visit an amazing client, a single lady that lives on her own in a one-bedroom unit in a flat, and she had a storage room. And the storage room, so it's intentionally a storage room. Like, it's not a spare room that she's turned into. It's on the plans. It's designed to be a storage room.
Cool.
And it was chockers. So it had shelving in there, but, you know, as life got crazy and all different things happened, the shelves got full, then the floor in front of the shelves got full, then everything just kind of packed up to the point where it was like, throw it in and close the door. So she called me in and said, look, I just don't even know where to start. It's overwhelming me. Really smart person, really capable, high achiever. So we spent 6 hours and we did a clean out in there. So pulled every single thing out. We covered almost every surface in her flat with stuff out of this room. And then went through it. So it was a 6-hour process. What we took to the op shop was her SUV chockers with stuff, like boot, back seat, front seat, like just enough, like a little capsule for the driver, and the same in my little Mazda 3. So much stuff, like massive clean out. And she had such high energy. So she was up a double flight of stairs. And I don't know how many trips of those stairs we did, but oh my gosh, it was a lot. Like, we burnt calorie upon calorie that day. So as I said, like, really high functioning. I think had she gone to someone else's space, possibly would have been able to do it on her own, but is time poor. So it made sense for us to spend the day together and totally transform that space into a really good storage space. She said her whole unit felt better. She was like, you actually have changed my life, Amy. Like, you don't understand, what we did today has changed everything. And it was just one session. That's all she needed. And she's off and she's like, I'm going to do my bedroom next, and then I'm going to do the pantry. She needed that little kickstart. And then another session that I've done, totally different session. Today I worked with a 4-year-old girl and it was the best. So her mum was there. It wasn't weird. And I actually went to school with her mum. So I said to the little girl, if there was opportunity, I would shout out to her on the podcast, because she has done our 12 days of Christmas declutter challenge with her mum. So Claire, you are amazing. And it was lovely to work with you today. But totally different pace. Like, working with a 4-year-old is very different to working with an established woman in, I don't know, maybe her 40s. So we worked at 4-year-old pace and we had 4-year-old level discussions. And her mum was just like, just watching her, I think there was this admiration in her mum's eyes of, this child is incredible, like making really mature decisions. And we're setting up systems that work for a 4-year-old and what toys you play with and what you don't. Totally different session, right? Stops and she had her fruit for morning tea, like just the sweetest girl. Totally different session and totally different need. So what she needed was actually more of the system. So it was more about toys, like, where do we keep them, when she pulls them out, how's that going to work, and talking to the 4-year-old about it. Two totally different sessions, both equally fulfilling for different reasons. And that's our life. Like, that's what professional organizing is. It's finding how we can serve you where you're stuck.
Yes, I love it. And shout out to Claire's parents, who I love and adore as well.
Yes, Kess and I are very, it was very cool because I went to school with Claire's mum and I've known Claire's dad since I was born. And Kirsty went to church with them and worked with Claire's dad. So it was very cool. And when I got there, their 14-year-old told me that she's read my book. I was like, you're the best. Aww. And she's like, I read it like over and over. Like, if I'm stuck in an area, pick up your book and read it. I was like, oh my gosh, 14-year-old girls are the sweetest things ever.
She says she who doesn't have a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, I know, right? Because I don't have a 14-year-old girl. I don't have to live with them. They're the sweetest things ever when I come across them.
Yes. And I think that 14-year-old girl is
particularly mature.
Yes. She takes after her mother.
Yes. So, they're just two, for me, and Kirst could tell you 500 stories the same, totally different But still, we're going in there to help, and we love it, and it's our wheelhouse.
Yes, and we're both very excited that COVID restrictions are lifting more and more each and every week, so we can get back out and, you know, particularly, you know, like New South Wales schools are going back full time in a couple of weeks, yes. Which has restricted me from being able to go and do sessions because I am the principal of the Fruja School at the moment. Not a very good principal, nowhere near as good as their amazing teachers, but I am the principal nonetheless and have not been free to see clients. So yes. I'm very excited about getting back out into work. Yay.
I just like just seeing people that you're not related to is just fantastic. As much as I love those I'm related to, it is so nice just to, I think too, Kirst, it's, I don't think I quite realized until today when I was working with this gorgeous Claire, is it's really difficult when you have a gift to bring the world and you're not able to. Like mm-hmm. I walk into, and we walk into cluttered homes, people who were like at decision fatigue, and we see a way forward. And that is a gift that we bring to the world. We have not been able to bring that gift to the world in its fullness while COVID-19's been in place. And I just feel for all the musicians and comedians and sports people who feel like their gift is being squashed in this season, because today I felt like I was a little flower blooming, like, oh, I'm out in the world and I'm bringing the gift that I have to the world because I have not been able to do that to its fullness. I can't, like, there's only so much the Ravels have to declutter, and that's not very much.
Yes, and we love doing the podcast, and that brings our gift to the world in a different medium.
Correct. And same with the course.
And and the course and the podcast in some ways even more, we get to bring that in more fullness in that we get to impact more people's lives yes. through the course and the podcast. It's just that we don't get to see the physical transformation with our own hands and our own eyes necessarily. So they're very different. It's a different medium and different. It elicits a different response in us
yeah.
when we get to physically interact with people.
It's yeah, the best.
And I think that it's not just comedians and musicians and sports people. I think most people are not being able to give their fullness to their work. And so most people aren't giving their full gift to the world at this moment.
Let's get back to doing
that. But thank you to the doctors and the nurses and frontline response people who are absolutely bringing their fullness.
Yeah, and media and so many.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody. And thank you, like, I just love that we're all here on earth to give, the world needs all of us to show up.
Yeah.
And what a privilege it is to be able to show up, and what a privilege it is to know what it is that we're meant to be showing up for at the moment, Amy.
Like, love it.
Yeah, like how I feel very, very honoured that we both know what the call on our life is
yeah.
for this season. Because it's so frustrating when, I totally understand when you're in a job or in a season that you don't feel that this is what you're meant to be doing. So
yeah.
I just want to be grateful that we do, and that how lucky we are, and what a wonderful first world privilege it is to be able to do a job that we absolutely love.
Yeah, and what a privilege, Kirst, that you get to do it with me.
Okay. That goes without saying, Amy. That was the underlying. Didn't everybody else hear that? That was the underlying thing of my gratitude?
Of course it was.
You crazy woman. Okay.
I want to do a couple of. Oh, you're going to do a review? I've got a couple of Patreons. Let me go first.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm make myself laugh. So we wanted to shout out on last week's episode, we shouted out to a new Patreon member. We have two new Patreon members that we wanted to shout out to. So thank you, Melissa Kim and Janet Hale, for joining our Patreon team. Patreon is how you, our listeners, can support us as creators. You can support us for as little as $1 a month. $1 a month. And that can really help us. I know that lots and lots of us in the entertainment and media industry at the moment are highlighting our Patreons, because we can continue to do this even through what will possibly become a recession because of the generosity of you guys. So thank you so much to those of you who are Patreons. And if you're interested in finding out more, you can just go to, let me get this right, patreon.com/theartofdecluttering. I'm pretty sure that's it. If not, it's in the show notes.
Yeah. I'm going to read a review, and then I also want to say something else, so don't let me forget. So this review is from Ms. CNR. It says, I recommend this podcast often. Amy and Kirsty are fantastic. I love listening to this podcast over the past few years as a soundtrack to my decluttering journey. Oh. I often recommend this podcast to my family and friends. Thank you, ladies. Well, no, thank you, Mrs. CNR. We really appreciate you rating and reviewing us. It means the world to us, and it helps other people to be able to find our podcast as well.
Thank you. What's your other thing, Kirst, that I'm not allowed to let
lockdown,
you forget?
Love in lockdown.
Oh, I was going to say that before. OMG. We don't do recommendations on our podcast. Lots of podcasts do, but we are recommending this. I watched it. Can I make a confession, Kirst? Yesterday morning you sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I lay in bed and watched all 6 episodes while I was in bed.
Yeah.
And then I went to my sister's, told her how amazing it was, and sat and watched all six episodes with her again. It was so good.
It was so good. I am in love with Eddie Perfect.
I know, he's the best.
He's one of my favourite Australian actors.
Yep.
And he was delicious in this.
Oh, it's so good.
So what it is, peeps, is it's done by the creators of Upper Middle Bogan and The Librarian. They're like, Robin Butler is my favourite writer. I love her so much. and they've written this, she's written it with Lucy Durack, the actor in the female actress. And it's just awesome. You can hop on their website. I'll put a link in our show notes.
It's just on YouTube.
We'll put it in their Facebook community. It's on YouTube. It's 6 quick little episodes.
Yeah, they're like 6 minutes
each.
They're
like 7 minutes. Yeah.
Which is why I could justify watching it, the whole thing twice within like 8 hours.
Yeah, 45 minutes it will take you to watch it. It's beautiful and just captures this season of lockdown.
Oh, it's so good.
Well,
it's so good. If we can recommend anything to make your life good, go and watch Love in Lockdown. It is exceptionally good.
It will just bring joy and a smile to your face. Yeah. It's just a beautiful love story. It's so cute.
So good. So cute. It's so good.
And lockdown. It's perfect.
Yeah. It's everything you need it to be.
We can wrap up now.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for being with us.
Have a wonderful week.
Yes. Have an amazing week. Let us know if you have any guests that you'd like us to interview in the next couple of weeks. A lot of people that would otherwise have been unavailable to come on a podcast have more free time than they may have had before, and so may be available. So I would just encourage you to jump in our community group or email us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and let us know. Sky is the limit. If you want us to have Bill Gates or Eddie Perfect, we'll ask.
Oh my goodness. Can we get Eddie Perfect?
Just because you want to talk to me.
I don't know what we'd talk about.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Have an amazing week, our lovely friends. Kirsty has one more thing to say.
If you have a direct connection with somebody as well, hit us up. So if you're friends with Eddie, if you are Eddie and you want to be on our podcast, just let us know. Email us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au, Eddie, and you can come on our podcast.
Oh, my gosh. If we get an email from Eddie Butler. Perfect.
Robin Butler. Come on over.
Oh, my gosh. This is too funny. Let's wait and see. And if you've got a song, don't forget to send us your Don't Put It Down, Put It Away songs. And thank you again to Carla for hers. So much going on. We have so much to say, but only one podcast a week to say it in. So it's a long one. See you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Feeling the midday drag? Break free from the allergy blues with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Our dedicated team understands that every moment matters, and allergies shouldn't steal your focus. Picture a day without the constant sneezing and congestion. At Aspire Allergy, we specialize in personalized allergy testing and advanced treatments, ensuring you stay on top of your game. Take charge of your productivity. Visit AspireAllergy.com to schedule an appointment today. Aspire Allergy, where your midday revival begins.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.